Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think we're always open for business, particularly as we get close to the trade deadline. We're always buyers. We're always trying to position ourselves to be the best that we can be this year. But that not only applies to the secondary that you asked about, I'm sure that applies to all three phases of the game.
Mike Tomlin foreshadowing. We're buyers. Could add to the defense. And that they do. Kyle Duggar and a 7th-round pick in exchange for a 6th-round pick. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now to discuss. Ray is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, Adam. I'm doing well.
I'm happy to hear that. I understand that you won't be at the nipple piercing tonight, unfortunately.
No, and Harry said he's going to be there, but he's a little bit squeamish, so I don't know. I don't have any piercings. Is there, like, blood involved? Or
I would imagine that the nipple bleeds. Harry, do nipples bleed? Of course they do.
Nipples bleed, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Of course they bleed, because haven't you ever seen people, now that I'm thinking about it, do a marathon, and they'll be, like, at the 23-mile mark, and they're just bleeding down their shirts because their nipples are chafing? Nobody wanted to respond to that. That's fine. Ray, the Steelers trade for Kyle Duggar. Can he, A, jump on a moving train, and B, how do you think they'll utilize him?
Yeah, well, listen, he's 6'1", 216. He certainly fits that mold of a run-stopping strong safety that they need with Deshaun Elliott out. And it's interesting. I was looking at his turnover production. You know, it was earlier in his career, Adam, but he's got 9 career interceptions. 2 have been returned for touchdowns, and he's got, you know, a few strips, forced fumbles as well. So at one point, he was a playmaking safety as well. And it's just interesting how things work around the NFL. You know, we saw Jabril Peppers come here early in the season. He kind of fell out of favor in New England just because Mike Vrabel's there now and he's got a new defense, or he just wants his safeties to play in a different manner. And the same thing happened to Kyle Duggar. Now, Duggar's 29 years old. He's not a young guy, but...
Oh, he's young for them.
Well, yeah. But also, Adam, if you look around that safety room, Chuck Clark was 3 steps behind Tucker Kraft on that touchdown late in the game. You know, Peppers, they haven't used him much. Thornhill is kind of who he is. I mean, I do think Duggar, if he could pick up the defense quickly, is probably going to have a chance to be a starter, because I do think Elliott is going to be out for a while. It's great news that it's not season ending.
Yeah.
But I still think he's going to be out for a while.
Peppers played 13 snaps on Sunday night against the Packers. Last year, they bring in Mike Williams at the deadline. He has 9 catches for 135 yards in 8 games. So a smidge over 1 catch a game. They brought in Preston Smith, and he played about 14% of the snaps. Do you think that Duggar's going to play defensively this week? With Peppers, his first action was on special teams. How long do you think it takes, I guess, for him to fold into this thing?
But didn't Peppers in that New England game actually play a lot and he forced a fumble? So maybe it happens. Maybe it happens the following week in Los Angeles. What I do know, Adam, is they have a big need at safety. I don't think like Chuck Clark or Peppers, based on what I've seen in the last 6 weeks or so, I don't know if they're going to trust either of those guys to be full-time starting strong safeties. Now, maybe they divvy up the labor, you know, here on Sunday just because Duggar is new and he's learning the defense. But, I think you'll see a number of different guys in the mix this week. But I do think eventually, as I said, if he could pick up the defense, I think they have designs on him likely being a starter down the road.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette's joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I think the number one thing Deshaun Elliott brings to the table is his violence, the way he comes downhill. He's one of the better box safeties in the NFL. He's instrumental in their run defense. But then secondly, the communication, which isn't good anyway, seems to go to hell in a handbasket with him out, not out there. Now you're going to throw another safety into the mix. And I wonder how much Jalen Ramsey is going to be playing free safety. And they got a whole bunch of moving parts. And then you take on Shane Steichen. I'm not liking how this is adding up, Ray.
No, if you listen to Mike Tomlin yesterday, he did mention how when you have guys moving around, it does affect the communication. And can Jalen Ramsey do it? Sure, Jalen Ramsey can do it. But do you want to limit just him to playing free safety? Because they have used him in the slot. They have used him in outside. And I don't think that maybe he could call the signals and get everyone lined up if he's in the slot, but that's not traditionally how it works. So, yeah, there's a big void there with Elliott out just in terms of getting those guys lined up right. And let's be honest, Adam, even when Elliott was out there, they weren't getting lined up right.
Right.
All the time.
Exactly right, which is my concern. Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So it was reported on Monday night by a couple of national outlets that the Steelers were signing Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Then Tomlin comes out and basically refutes that. Then Jerry Dulac, your colleague, reports yesterday that if the Steelers are getting something done with a wide receiver, it wouldn't happen until next week. What the hell's going on? What's your understanding of the situation, Ray?
Yeah, I think he was released. I don't know if it was with an injury settlement or what happened there, but I think he's still getting over an injury. So I think the plans are likely that he does come. But, Adam, I can tell you when he does come, he's going to jump on the practice squad. They're not just going to sign him to the 53-man roster. So I still think that's a possibility. But, like, if people have visions of MVS, like, stepping in and being a big part of things right away, I don't think – that's going to happen at all. They're going to kind of onboard him with the practice squad. They'll see if he can carve out a niche. If he can, they'll probably activate him. But, he's not going to jump in and play right away whenever, if ever, he does come.
If he does, is that the last move they'll make at wide receiver? Was this a trade for Kyle Duggar the last move you think the Steelers will make before the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear with Elliott's injury, their first priority this week was to get a safety. So I think now Omar can probably concentrate a little bit more on making a deal for a receiver if that is indeed something that they deem necessary. The first half was good against the Packers. They kind of stalled and settled for field goals, as Tomlin mentioned. I actually think they're okay offensively. I think they have a number of weapons. It's not conventional. Like, it's not like, oh, they can line up with three and four wides and be a dangerous team. That's not the way they're built. But if you just look at the scoring and compare them to other teams around the league, they're actually getting it done. They're not even middle of the pack. You know, they're really kind of like a top 12, top 13 scoring offense.
They're 11th in scoring offense right now. Yeah. They're only 0.9 points away, Ray, from being a top 10 scoring offense in the league.
Yeah, so while other teams around the league are maybe doing it like three and four wide sets, they're different, but they're actually been very productive. So I don't know if it's a front burner issue for them, but you know, Omar, if there's a chance that he can help this team and give away a low draft pick again or a mid-round pick if it's a special player, I think he'll try to do it.
You mentioned the Steelers' unconventional ways on offense. A big part of that has been their extra offensive lineman package. Say Amalu may or not may or may not play this weekend. We'll find out more today and in the coming days at practice. If he can't go, Spencer Anderson's going to play left guard. How do you think that affects their big ol' offensive line package?
Well, because they only dressed a few extra offensive line, Ryan McCollum performed those duties against the Packers. I think he's only in there for a few plays.
Yeah.
So you do have McCollum, who's a guard and a center. He can do it. They also have a big guy by the name of Andres Pete, who's got a lot of experience as a starter in this league. And he certainly, if you activate him, if say Amalu was down, he's a big dude and he could certainly perform those duties as well. So I think they're okay. You know, Pete might be up this week. If he is, I would expect him to maybe get those duties. But I think McCollum is a vet too. If they asked him to do it, they'd be just fine too.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, Terrell Austin has come under a ton of fire, including a couple of questions asked of Mike Tomlin about Terrell Austin in the press conference yesterday. And there's all kinds of fighting on social media. You correct me if I'm wrong in this. So Keith Butler came on our station and talked to the PM guys and said he didn't call the defensive plays. He also said the same thing to Jerry Dulac. But it is my understanding that Terrell Austin calls the defensive plays. Is that what's going on?
Listen, Mike has his hands in the defense.
Of course.
I can't sit here and tell you like Mike is calling every single play or that Terrell is calling every single play. But when it comes to the game plan, Mike is deeply involved. And I think when there are got to have it situations in games, Mike is weighing in. So
yeah.
I don't know the breakdown. I'm not, I'm not privy to the details of how it's being worked out.
And they like it that way. They don't want anybody to know their operation.
Yeah. But I think everyone knows that ever since Dick LeBeau left on, Mike has had a big hand in the defense. And I can tell you that's certainly continuing this season as it always has.
That being said, Terrell Austin still has a big say, no? I mean, he is the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's working under the guidelines that Mike wants him to work under. He's designing things in the manner Mike wants. But, yeah, I mean, he's got to put it together. He's got to coach these guys up. I mean, there's only so much Mike can do. But, yeah, certainly he's coordinating the defense. And, you know, if you're going to criticize Mike, you certainly have the right to criticize Terrell as well.
Ray, my pap used to say that football's a funny sport with a weird-shaped ball. That's about the only thing I think the Steelers have going for them on Sunday, that weird things tend to happen in the NFL. Because I look at the matchup, and as bad as the Steelers rank statistically in pretty much every category on defense, I think it's going to look worse when we're looking at those statistics on Monday. How do they slow down this elite offense that the Colts are bringing to town with a head coach who has always seemed to have Mike Tomlin's number?
Yeah, I mean, they're a juggernaut. Who thought they would have been a juggernaut with Daniel Jones at quarterback? I was looking at the NFL stats yesterday. 33.8 points per game. That's a full 3 points more than any other team in the NFL. They scored 30 or more 6 out of 8 games. So, yeah, the Steelers' defense has to step up at them, and maybe they will. But I know one thing. If the Steelers don't score 27, 30, 33 points in this game, they're not going to win because that Colts offense is going to find a way with Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, Pierce, all those guys. They got some great weapons over there on offense.
Ray, this was wonderful. You're a wonderful man. I'm sorry we won't see you at the nipple piercing, but we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam. See you.
See you, buddy. That is Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, one of the best. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. On the text line, somebody said Julius Caesar had his nipples pierced. And back in the Roman Empire, it was actually looked at as a sign of masculinity, Harry, the nipple piercings. Does this mean that Mulsey is going to stab Pony in the back? Time will tell. Coming up next, for the last 2+ days, I have been rattling off damning statistics about this Steelers defense. I've been made aware of one that might be the most damning yet, and the Steelers offense can actually help the Steelers defense.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They definitely did. They ran the ball in the third quarter with 16-7. We had two drives in the third quarter. We ran the ball once.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that at least one or two of those were called runs that Aaron had a side adjustment throw on that didn't work. But to your point, and one of the things that I can't stand is that when we have the lead that we have, when we're built the way that we're built, and Isaac was hurt at that point, so we did have to change some things. But we should have a very good, strong power running game installed in that week's game plan versus this team, and we didn't go to it all. For Jaylen Warren to only have one running touch in the third quarter, in the entire third quarter, and we had to lead the entire third quarter, that's a failure through coaching. That's a failure through game planning. We came out through three straight passes to start the third quarter, and that's not winning football with the team that we have.
That's Trey Essex, who joins us every Tuesday at 8. I asked him if the Steelers got away from running the ball too quickly on Sunday night against the Packers, and that was his answer. And I agree with that. You can make the argument the same thing happened against Cincinnati. I can entertain that argument, but they still scored 31 points, which should be enough to win most weeks. A damning statistic that Matt Williamson tweeted out not long ago. The Steelers' defense in the first quarter of games is only giving up roughly 3 points per quarter. That's really good. In the second quarter, the Steelers' defense has been statistically pretty damn good. In the third quarter, the Steelers' defense is giving up 3.9 points. That's good for 8th in the NFL. In the fourth quarter, they're giving up darn near 12 points per quarter. That's dead last in the NFL. Every other team is under 11 points surrendered in the fourth, and 28 teams are under 10. So the Steelers have by far, the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL. I think this is all pretty explainable. They're 12th in the first quarter, 10th in the second quarter, 8th in the third quarter. I think by the fourth quarter, they're totally gassed. And I'm not putting this on the offense. It's their own fault. The Steelers are 31st in the NFL in time of possession. I think that's mostly on the defense. The defense is one of the worst third down defenses in the league. They're one of the worst fourth down defenses in the league. They can't get off the field, and they haven't forced a turnover in the last 3 weeks. Last time they forced a turnover was in Dublin. So they're not forcing punts. They're not getting you off the field on third downs or fourth downs, and they're not taking the football away to give it back to the offense. It makes sense that this defense that's aged, right? Jalen Ramsey on the wrong side of 30, same thing with Hayward, same thing with Watt. It makes sense that they come out and play decent football early. But eventually, they're just on the field too long. And the dam breaks. And while this is the defense's fault, I think the offense needs to be part of the solution here. I'm not putting it on the offense. But I think in order for the Steelers to play better defense later in games, the offense is going to have to keep the football longer. It's a tale as old as time. I mean, it's cliched. How you beat Tom Brady? Oh, you keep him off the field. I go back to the 2011 game between the Steelers and Patriots. The Steelers held the ball for 39 minutes, scored a whole bunch of points, beat the Patriots. Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball like 50 times for 300 and some odd yards. You can monopolize the football. You can keep the football by throwing it. You can keep the football by running it. But keeping the football helps your defense out big time, especially one that can't get off the field on its own. I think the Steelers threw quick passing. I think the Steelers through running the football more frequently and staying married to it longer need to keep the football in their possession to protect this defense. The defense is wilting late in games because it's just too old. It's fatigued. And this defense is not going to get better as the season goes on if they're going to have to be on the field for 30-plus minutes a game. They're on the field for 33 minutes a game. Worst in the NFL. 33 minutes a game. That adds up. The opposition has run so many more plays than the Steelers have run. It adds up. It's a cumulative effect. Guys get hurt, and if they don't get hurt, they get banged up. And if they don't get banged up, they get fatigued. And I think the defense is going to get worse and worse as the season goes on, unless the offense can help them out by keeping the ball. And they found something in their running game the last 4 weeks with that jumbo package. Even if Spencer Anderson's your left guard this week, we heard a couple of the options they'll have, Andrews Pete being one of them from Ray Fittipaldo in the last segment. I think you roll that out there, and I think you run, and you run, and you run some more, and when they stack the box, you throw it sideways, and you keep the ball, and you don't snap it until there's 1 second left on the play clock, and you do everything you can to keep this defense off the field, because it's going to get way worse if things don't change in the time of possession category. But that statistic is damning. 12th in the league in first quarter points allowed, then 10th in the second, 8th in the third, and by the fourth quarter, it's hell in a handbasket. I don't think that they're magically going to get better on third downs defensively. I don't think they're magically going to get better on fourth downs defensively. But what they can do is control the clock more on the offensive side of the ball, and I hope that Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, and the Brain Trust can see this. Because as bad as the Steelers' defense is now, it's going to look worse on Sunday, and the statistics when we come in on Monday morning are going to look worse. And I think as long as they're on the field for 33 minutes a game, those numbers are going to keep going down the tube. But help is on the way, I suppose. Kyle Duggar from the New England Patriots. Steelers give up a 6th-round pick. They also get a 7th-round pick in return. Kyle Duggar's a box safety. We have a Patriots expert joining us next to give us the skinny, the lowdown on one Kyle Duggar. Why did he fall out of favor in New England? Is he still any good? Can he play center field at all for this team? Christopher Price from the Boston Globe has been covering the team for 21 years. He's going to jump on with us when we come back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think we're always open for business, particularly as we get close to the trade deadline. We're always buyers. We're always trying to position ourselves to be the best that we can be this year. But that not only applies to the secondary that you asked about, I'm sure that applies to all three phases of the game.
Mike Tomlin yesterday saying they're open for business, and then Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan last night, they get Kyle Duggar from the New England Patriots in exchange for a 6th-round pick. They also get a 7th-round pick in return. And it feels like every few weeks now we're talking to Christopher Price from the Boston Globe about a former Patriots safety. He joins us now. He's covered the team for 21 years, one of the very best reporters in the industry, and you can follow him on Twitter at @CPriceGlobe. Hey, thank you for making time for us today, Christopher. Appreciate it as always.
I figure it's only a matter of time before the Steelers trade for what, Del Pettis, Jalen Hawkins. You know, we're going to be revisiting this month after month after month. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. I mean, at some point, they might even try to get Rodney Harrison out of retirement at this rate with all these guys going down. So I asked this question about Jabril Peppers. I'll ask the same one here about Kyle Duggar. I mean, did he fall out of favor by things that were happening off the field, or is this a scheme fit kind of deal?
It was more of a scheme fit kind of deal. He's an interesting guy. He's an interesting backstory here. First of all, he's an old 29 because he came out of Lenoir Rhyne a little bit later on. I think he was 23 or 24 when he left, or when he, you know, declared for the draft. And so he's an older player, and he plays hard. And so that's why I say he's an old 29. He went through, over the last year, he suffered a pretty serious ankle injury last season, and he kept playing through it when he probably should have stopped, because he wanted to be a good teammate, and everything was, you know, the ship was sinking last year. The Patriots went 4-13, and he wanted to be out there on the field and set a good example. He was a captain. He's a veteran. And he probably should have not played for the bulk of the season. So he had off-season ankle surgery, and he spent most of the off-season rehabbing that. And then when you pile on the fact that it was a new defensive scheme and they wanted him to do a little bit more deep safety work than box safety work to kind of, you know, maybe show off some versatility, it was just not a scheme fit. So there are multiple things there when you consider his time in New England. I'll say this, man, he's a pro's pro. It was awkward this spring and summer talking to him because it was clear he had fallen out of favor, but he answered every question. He was a good teammate. He was, you know, he's good in the locker room. So there's a lot to like about him in terms of intangibles, but you just need to know that, again, he's kind of an old 29 and coming off a pretty serious ankle injury.
Well, he's young for the Steelers defense. I mean, if he's on the south side of 30, so that's pretty good as far as they're concerned relative to everybody else. So you say he didn't play all that well at free safety because he's kind of miscast in that role. The Steelers are collecting box safeties now. How is he at that particular duty?
He's good. Yeah. He's good. Again, this is a guy who was, you know, up until last year, I don't want to say was the centerpiece, but was a guy they relied on an awful lot. And I think he still has some good football left in him. Just don't, I don't think he is the guy he was 2 or 3 years ago in terms of being that big physical box safety. He's not going to get you, you know, 100 tackles or something like that. But, you know, you can put him in there as part of a larger scheme. You don't want to rely on him to be a star, but as a piece of the puzzle, I think he's got a lot left in him. If you're looking for another kind of box safety in terms of, you know, if you want to set up a rotation there.
Christopher Price from the Boston Globe joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, giving us the lowdown on Kyle Duggar. Jabril Peppers only played 13 snaps, by the way, in the last game. I think he's better than the guys they have been playing, but they haven't played him anyhow. You mentioned that Kyle Duggar is a pro's pro. Do you think he's a guy that could pick up a defense pretty quickly as well?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. And again, I think just part of it here in New England was a scheme fit. This is a guy who's been around, you know, he's been in the NFL an awful long time, relatively long time, you know, when, you know, compared to some other guys out there. This is a good locker room guy. This is a high character guy. You know, he's going to do a ton of, you know, not that fans are going to care about this from an on-field perspective, but he's going to do charity work. He's going to be, you know, a nice guy in the locker room. He's going to be a good fit for what you want to get done defensively. So again, he's not going to be a Pro Bowler, but if you're asking him to be a part of a safety rotation, I think he could be a good piece of the puzzle.
I'd be remiss, Chris, if I didn't ask you about this. I mean, the Patriots sitting there at 6-2, first place in the AFC East. People around here pretty ticked off that hadn't been that long and they found their franchise quarterback. A, is Drake May the real deal? And B, do you think the Patriots have what it takes to hold off the Bills for division supremacy?
I think Drake May is the real deal. I am of the opinion that the Bills are going to get hot between now and the end of the season. And so I think Buffalo is going to capture that thing by like a game. But look, I think this New England redevelopment project is a lot farther along than any one of us would have thought that, you know, we could have been at this point in this point in the year. I had them at 7 wins this past season. I fully cop to the fact that they are ahead of the curve. And look, a lot of that is a really relatively easy schedule. I think the metrics suggest that this is one of the easiest schedules in the National Football League since 1978. So you take that into account. But their pieces around Drake May too at the same time offensively. Diggs is, I think, far exceeded expectations. The offensive line is much better. And ever since, you know, they ended up losing in the second half to the Steelers, they've managed to hold on to the football. And so it's all kind of come together very, very nicely for them. Put together a 5-game winning streak. First 5-game winning streak they've had since 2021. And it's the first time this past week they scored 30. First time since 2020 they put back-to-back weeks together where they've scored 30-plus points. So I am of the opinion that they have the arrow pointed in the right direction. They're going to make the postseason, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to overtake the Bills for the division supremacy quite yet.
People love to hear that around here. Christopher Price, the Boston Globe, covered the team for 21 years. He's the best around at covering that team. Chris, we appreciate it as always, man. Thanks a lot. Maybe we'll chat before a playoff matchup if the Steelers get there.
Love it. Sounds good, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks a lot. Christopher Price, Boston Globe, does a great job. He says that Kyle Duggar is a pro's pro and that Kyle Duggar should be able to pick up a defense really quickly. So I'm just going to put this out there right now. If Kyle Duggar, maybe not necessarily this week, though he hasn't missed practice yet. He'll be there practicing today, you would have to think. If Kyle Duggar is not the Steelers' leading safety in terms of snaps when the Steelers play the Los Angeles Chargers, it sounds like it's going to have a hell of a lot more to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers and their stupid moving train philosophy than it does a guy actually getting up to speed. He sounds like a sharp guy and a pro's pro. And he's a good box safety. Maybe I'm starting to warm to the move. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on that? Plus, we go around the NFL coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. That music means it's time to go around the NFL, but I have lied to you. We're not going to go around the NFL. You can still keep the music going, Harry. Nah, turn it off. Nah, it doesn't feel right without it. I'm getting crushed because I crushed Tomlin earlier for blaming the offense more than he's blamed the defense after these last two losses. And then A couple of segments ago, I said the Steelers need to run the ball and possess the ball more to help out the defense. And people are saying now that I'm blaming the offense for the defense's failures. I'm not. I have no faith that the Steelers' defense is just all of a sudden a snap of your fingers going to get better at getting off the field. They're one of the worst defenses in the NFL on third downs. They're one of the worst defenses in the NFL at fourth downs. They haven't forced a turnover in three straight games. They're not getting off the field. And I don't think that's going to change. Not even with the addition of Kyle Duggar. So what can you do to help the defense? You stay on the field longer. And I'm getting crushed. This is, again, from Matt Williamson. Pittsburgh opponents have produced 40 more first downs, 493 more passing yards. They've run 95 more offensive plays and averaged 98 more yards per game than the Steelers. I got people texting in saying that that doesn't matter. That the time of possession, the defense being on the field that long, doesn't have anything to do with why the Steelers' defense statistically is the worst in the NFL in the fourth quarter. And if you don't think that that has a cumulative effect, I think you're smoking crack. Of course it does, especially when your best players are Cam Hayward, who's like 70, and TJ Watt, who's on the wrong side of 30, and Jalen Ramsey, who's on the wrong side of 30. These aren't robots. The longer you're out there getting hit by giant men, the more tired you're going to be. And just, again, to cement the point, it's mostly on the defense. But I think the offense has run the ball effectively. They need to run it more to keep the defense off the field. Anthony in Oakland next up. Good morning, Anthony.
Crowley, watching this team and observing this team for many years, it has less to do with fatigue, what's happening to the Steeler defense, and more to do with scheme. If you noticed that game the other day, the first half looked exactly what we had seen around here for a long time. The score was low. The Steelers were getting off the field. It looked, hey, this is a chance. The offense scoring 25 points a game is what we wanted. Well, what happened? The Green Bay made adjustments at halftime and smoked them. That's what's going on here. The fact is, there's no adjustments on the defensive side. Why? Who just wants to stay stationary. He doesn't move around like the top rushers in the league anymore. He just wants to stay right there. He can be schemed away. Highsmith looks like he's lost two steps, and the young player they won't play, who they don't win that New England game for if it weren't for Herbick. He was the one who caused the fumble.
Yeah, and he played 24 snaps against the Packers. Anthony, this is why you're one of, if not our favorite caller. Because I do think fatigue plays a role, but I think the longer you're on the field, the more plays you got to run, and the more the offense has time to adjust because they're seeing everything you got. You throw the kitchen sink at them. I thought that's what happened against Cincinnati. I mean, they did adjust against Cincinnati. It's just nothing worked, and it's because you're on the field for so damn long. Everything you've done, they've seen, and they can scheme it up. So I think those things work hand in hand. And I don't see it changing, so the offense needs to hold the ball longer. That's my point.
Yes, yes, yes. The offense could do, and they could stop the errors that they're causing and pushing themselves back. But, look, this was a time, and you watched this team, and I watched this team, and the late grand Stan Severn watched this team. We know on third down, that was the killer down when you played the Steeler defense. You weren't going to get anymore. They're not only getting killed on third down, they're getting killed on fourth down.
Yep.
That just shows they have no respect for the Steeler. Because back in the day, you and I both know they would have punted. They have no fear of this team. It's all Tomlin and his rigidness. And it's going to cost them again this year. Thanks, Crowley.
Thank you. Good call there. From Anthony in Oakland. The Packers on fourth down on Sunday night. Where is the fourth down? They went 1-for-1. The Steelers also went 1-for-1. That means that the Steelers' opponents have gone for it on fourth down 18 times. The Steelers have gone for it on fourth down 4 times. So the opposition never living in their fears. The Steelers constantly living in their fears. Doug Whaley joins us coming up next for the final hour of the show. It is a Wednesday with Whaley. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 54, low of 36, 75% chance of rain. That means you want to hang out inside. Maybe watch a guy get his nipples pierced tonight on the north side.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.